Welcome back to Triad Arts Weekend. I'm Eddie Garcia, in for David Ford. The Bo Stevens have been bringing energetic, honest, heartbreaking, and spirit-lifting honky-tonk music to Triad audiences and well beyond since 2004. They've got four full-length albums under their belts, and the latest is Your Crazy Heart. The Bo Stevens stopped by WFDD to lay down some tracks and have some serious laughs with me live in Studio A.
We were loving all the time, and that loving, it was so dang fine. That baby was mine. My baby got gone. My baby got gone. Left me here alone. My baby got gone. You know, we went to a big to-do. Nobody knew my baby got gone. My baby got gone. My baby got gone. You left me here alone. My baby got gone. My baby got gone. My baby got gone. You left me here alone. My baby got gone. You know, I thought our love was swell, but you took the dog as well. And they can both go straight to the well. My baby got gone. My baby got gone. My baby got gone. You left me here alone. My baby got gone. Now I'm crying all alone. My baby got gone.
So you recorded your first album, I guess, in 2003 or 2004. You recorded with Doug Williams at Electromagnetic Radiation Recorders.
Yeah, we've all of our CDs have been recorded there, and we really enjoy how he works and how he makes us sound good.
What keeps you going back? It's your fourth record, and you've recorded every record with Doug. What is it about recording with him or recording there?
There's a real comfort level that we have there, and we like the way he's not afraid to tell us when we're not doing well. But he does it in a way that doesn't, you know, step on all of our egos. I think we come out shining on the other end because of him. A great deal of it is because of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're still playing some of those songs from the first recording session, like today.
Yeah.
Played My Baby Got Gone.
Yeah. That strange. That song was a joke. I wrote it never expecting it to be played, actually. But it has become the song that everybody really knows us from. And, you know, we've done a couple of shows without playing it, and people go, oh, man, I wish you'd have played Baby Got Gone. And so, you know, there's rarely a show that we won't play that because people just, for some reason, it sticks in their head. Yeah. It's a little earworm, and they like it for some reason. So,
you guys, you tour some. You have kind of a regional circuit going on.
Yeah, we do.
For your style of music, what is that like, you know, the booking shows and kind of going out there and the venues? And
it's great. There's a really hardcore audience that love the old country music and also are just adamant about hating the new country music, which we're all in agreement with them. And it sort of blends with the rockabilly crowd. It blends with so many different types of music. And I think it's something about the pureness of the music that people connect with.
The label country music, the music it's applied to today, I kind of wanted to get your feelings on that.
I don't think it's country music. I think it's pop music with some fiddles put in it.
Yeah.
And to me, everything sounds the same. You know, and some people may say that about old country, but I heard somebody say the other day, back in the old days, if Merle Haggard came on the radio, you knew it was Merle Haggard. If George Jones came on the radio, you knew it was George Jones. These days, a lot of the country singers sound exactly the same. And their songs are very formulaic as well. And, you know, it's sad that that's happening. And also it's sad that I was thinking the other day when George Jones passed away, we're really losing a lot of the older country without anybody really replacing them because Nashville won't allow that music to be played. And that's a sad thing. I think it's a loss. And I'm glad that there are bands like us, like John Howie Jr. and the Rosewood Bluff. There's a lot of bands out there that are doing it. Del Watson. But they're not going to ever, you know, they're not getting the airplay. They're not getting the attention.
Do you feel a lot of camaraderie, though, with, yes, with these bands?
Yes, I do. I do. And
yeah, it's an us against them mentality.
It really is.
Are there any other things you do to kind of work together to help to spread the word or anything organized?
Well, we do like the Cash Bash every year.
And what's that?
That's it's a Johnny Cash birthday tribute that we do in February. And we've done that for the past 11 years. Yeah, 11 years I've been booking that. And the nice thing about that is that I'm able to put on some people that are like-minded. But I also, nicely enough, can put on some bands that are a little more rock and roll-minded as well. But they still have the same mentality of, we respect the music that came before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the greatest night. Two couple nights of music. I just love it because it's, like I said, it's just a mix of people that respect what Johnny Cash did.
Yeah. And respect music.
And
I guess that's something I wanted to ask. I mean, what is it about the Bo Stevens that you reach across genres, not only with audience, but with the type of bands you play with? I mean, what is it? What's the secret?
You tell us. I'm not sure.
It's been a lot of Bo Stevens shows where I've had people come up to me and they'll say, you know, I really don't like country music, but I love you guys. Like, so there is some kind of magic element. Maybe it's in the stage chemistry. Also, the songwriting, it's very earthy and universal. It speaks to a lot of people.
I want to add one other thing. Richard is a phenomenal frontman. He connects with the audience. He has a great time while he's doing it. Even though I'm sitting miserably next to him, even I can piece together at least a little bit of fun. I don't know many musicians who can connect with an audience like you, surprisingly.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
That's surprising. It's surprising that you said that.
Now I want my $5.
Okay. You're crazy, huh? It's killing me. And you're crazy, huh? It's thrilling me. You play. You're crazy, huh? Don't believe you, they say. I came into this very late in life. You know, most people are in bands in their, you know, when they're in high school. My first band was the Bo Stevens, you know, and that was when I was 32, something like that. You see, as you get older, you forget ages.
It's convenient.
Yes, it is. And so, in any case, maybe that's it. Maybe there's part of me that just says, you know, you're duping people. I'm happy to be surrounded by people who enjoy playing the music that I want to play. Because yeah. I couldn't be it. I'm not a rock band guy. I'm not a rock star. I'm not a guy who could be in a metal band. This is exactly the kind of music that I need to play. And I'm just happy that there are really good musicians and good people that want to play it with me.
Yeah.
And I count myself very lucky every day.
Since you've been gone, I found a better way of living. Without worries, without lies, without fear. And someday you're gonna get what you've been given. And you'll see just how I've felt for all these years. Walking out was the best thing you've ever done for me. I know this beyond a shadow of a doubt. And the one thing I thought made life worth living, well, that's the one thing I can't live without. Since you've been gone, I found a better way of living. Without worries, without lies, without fear. Someday you're gonna get what you've been given. And you'll see just how I've felt for all these years. You guys
have a new record out. What's it called?
Your Crazy Heart.
Your Crazy Heart.
From personal experience.
No, a lot of heartbreak, man.
You know, we do drinking and cheating songs. That's
And you guys are collaborating more in the writing now, maybe, than you had in the past, right?
Yeah, we really did on this album, and hopefully in albums to come, because, you know, I think it really shows a difference. When you have other people writing besides me, because almost all the songs were co-written this time. I think the results were outstanding.
Let me ask you this. Do you collaborate on lyrics too?
Yeah, and mostly on lyrics.
Really?
Well, in the past, not so much on lyrics, but this time, yeah, we were collaborating a lot more on lyrics.
What is that like? You know, lyrics can be such a personal thing, yeah. Or a lot of times singers will kind of be guarded about it, you know, mm-hmm. to open up like that. And what's that experience like?
Well, I thought it was great. I think, like I said, we got a lot more flavor out of some of those songs. You know, instead of me just being holed up in my house writing a song, I brought it out, you know, to them and I think we got a better product for it.
I'm a long way from home, and the moon's hanging high in the sky, and the stars are all looking down at me on this day that I die. I
alongside songs about drinking and despair. Every record you have a gospel song too.
Yeah.
So what's the story behind that?
It's about giving back, partially, and also if you look at a lot of the old country guys, gospel has always been a big part of country music. And if you look at a lot of the old country singers, most always they had a gospel song on one of their albums, you know, a sacred moment, you know. And to me, it just seemed like that's what had to happen on our albums. And so I early on said, you know, I don't want to do an album unless we do a sacred song on it. This one, to me, I call it my gospel protest song.
The song we're talking about
is called Redeemed. It started out talking about redemption and the fact that none of us are perfect, but, you know, we can all find redemption. But then it starts talking about the fact that there are so many people out there who talk about redemption and talk about love and talk about, you know, God, but they don't act like they love each other. They don't agree with the way this person believes, so they hate them. And that's not the way we should be living. And that's what this song ended up becoming, is a song about if you really want to live the teachings that you're saying you're living by, then do it. And don't hate people just because they're Democrat or Republican or Muslim or Jewish or whatever. You know? So that song means a lot to me because I just, you know, I look around at the world today and I just see so many people hating each other. And it's something that we really need to work on as a society.
Redeemed by the blood of a man who died 2,000 years before I was alive.
The Bo Stevens, live in Studio A. You'll find links to their albums and updated concert information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts Weekend. Eternity. Well, that wraps up this week's show. I hope you dug the eclectic sampling of music from right here in the Triad, recorded live at WFDD. Our regular host and producer is David Ford, and our associate producer is Bethany Chafin. You'll find links to this week's show and an archive of shows past at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts Weekend. We'd love to hear your comments or answer your questions, too. Email triadarts@wfu.edu. I'm technical producer and host Eddie Garcia. Thanks for listening to Triad Arts Weekend.